CBC News with Julie Candler. The United States has said it could take further military action against the Syrian government after firing missiles at a Syrian airbase from which Washington believes a chemical weapons attack was launched. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the American ambassador to the UN said Washington had taken a measured step but was prepared to do more, although she hoped it wouldn't be necessary. Russia's deputy ambassador to the UN described the US action as a flagrant violation of international law. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for restraint to avoid any escalation of the situation. The Syrian government denounced Thursday night's attack as irresponsible, but American allies around the world have backed the US action. A truck has ploughed into pedestrians in the Swedish capital Stockholm before ramming into a department store in the city centre. An eyewitness told local media that someone jumped into the truck driver's cab while the vehicle was being unloaded and drove off. Four people were killed and 15 others injured, some seriously. A man has been arrested in connection with the attack. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has confirmed President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. The confirmation of the conservative judge Neil Gorsuch restores a conservative majority on the highest judicial body in the U.S. The move follows a year-long political battle since the long-serving conservative Justice Antonin Scalia died. Police in India's eastern state of Jharkhand say they've arrested three men in connection with the murder of a Muslim man who was beaten to death after meeting his Hindu girlfriend. Local reports said a group of people tied the man to a tree and hit him with sticks for hours. The Burmese authorities say at least 20 people have drowned after a passenger ferry hit another boat and sank on a river in the Irrawaddy Delta. Around 30 people are said to have survived. BBC News.